It's about coming, or just past 8:30 a.m. on day four, Thursday. I'm about 20 kilometres south of Gympie, which is a bit north of the Sunshine Coast, north of Brisbane. By the time I get to Gympie, I'll have ridden probably 150 and a bit kilometres today. I'm on the Bruce Highway, which is quite busy. A bit of roadworks going on at the moment. And it's a nice sunny day, quite cool. Still, it's probably only about 10 degrees. But I'm sure it'll be in the low 20s when the sun gets a bit higher, and I'll then take some gear off. I found a motel about 10 kilometres north of the centre of Brisbane last night. A little more expensive, but it was the first one I saw. There was a convenience store and a Eagle Boys pizza within easy walking distance. So rather than carry on looking, I decided to stop. And had a very nice room. Very hard to leave this morning to set out. So I could have ridden a bit further last night, but it was quite dark. It was getting dark, and I had a lot of peak hour traffic with me, and seemed to be hitting a lot of red lights. So decided I was better to stop. I think it was about 5:30, and get going this morning. So I had a nice Eagle Boys pizza for dinner last night, followed down by an ice cream, and got to bed about 8 o'clock. Still messed around with the computer a little bit, but pretty much given up on my report again last night. I don't know when I'm going to get on top of that. And set the alarm for midnight, got up at midnight, and was on my way by 1 a.m. The difference between travelling last night in peak hour and travelling this morning was incredible. Every light was pretty much turned to green. For the main road which I was on, there was no traffic to speak of, and no wind to speak of either, and I just cruised through out of Brisbane, sleeping Brisbane. There are a few cars around, as you might expect, but not very many. The Queensland authorities don't really cater for the cyclists, so the most direct route north out of town, the road I was on, becomes a freeway, but a big sign there, no cyclists on the freeway, and so you have to meander around through some more suburbs up and down a few sizeable hills that you could do without, and then eventually the road comes back parallel to the freeway like a service road. Now last time I came up this way, I went a long way on back roads before I eventually joined the Bruce Highway, which is the main highway north. This time, the second intersection I saw where the freeway was, I thought, oh, I'll take a chance. And wasn't far off, only a couple of hundred metres. I'll go up and see whether it still says cyclist banned. And to my great delight, it didn't. Pedestrians banned, but not cyclists. So I got on the freeway, nice, wide, smooth, not much traffic. Excuse me a minute, I'm riding up a sizable hill here. So I had about 5k of that, which was great. And I thought, if I've got this all the way north towards Gympie, that's going to save me half an hour. Got to another intersection, roadworks. They've closed off the shoulder, there was a flagman there, he said no cyclists, next 20 or 30k, directed me off and I had to find my way back to the back roads route I used last time. So then I had a fairly quiet, dark ride through the countryside. I know I passed through the Glasshouse Mountains area, which has got these spectacular steep little mountains dotting the landscape, but couldn't see them, of course, at that time of night. Also went past the Australia Zoo, Steve Irwin's enterprise, now run by his wife. And eventually found my way back to the freeway at the spot I entered the last time, and took my first break for the morning there, so I probably rode 80 or 90k without stopping. Try and get a good go at today's distance in the hope that I could make up some of the kilometres I lost yesterday. Anyway, I took my break as I came on the freeway. I could see there was a police car parked another couple hundred metres down the road, and there was obviously roadworks still going on. The police car was there to make people slow down at the merge and push them all over into the right-hand lane. So it was still quite dark. There was a glimmer of light. I had a snack and a nice coffee, just sat on the verge. It was quite cold, gradually getting colder and colder, thinking what my strategy would be to get onto the freeway, because if I couldn't get onto it there, there was no shortcut, so I would have to ride maybe 20 or 30 kilometres extra with a lot of hills, which I definitely didn't want to do. But while I was eating, some road workers came along, packed up all the road signs, the road work signs. Police car disappeared and they said, oh, it was night road works and it's open. So by the time I got going again, everything was clear. Then that stretch of road, it's the freeway there runs behind the Sunshine Coast, which is a beautiful part of the world. Used to go there for holidays with my grandparents and parents when I was a little kid. Great memories of swimming and fishing, but you don't see any of that from the hinterland. But you do see a few hills which you get to climb up on a bike. Although the grades were relatively gradual, meaning that the climbs were quite long, so maybe a couple of kilometres at a time. Also, around that time, started to get really cold. I hadn't put all my warm stuff on last night, and I was doing quite well until I had that break getting onto the freeway, and then I got really cold. And I only went about 4 or 5 kilometres out to stop and get off and put my fantastic Gore-Tex gloves on. They're superb. And another layer on underneath them, my woolen hat to warm up. But it was worth doing because I immediately felt better and kept going. The sun gradually came up. The freeway passed through quite picturesque, but not spectacular country. And then the sun still wasn't quite up. I started to get very tired. I was wandering a bit on the breakdown lane, not really dozing off, but just losing concentration. And in the end, I decided I had to stop for an unscheduled break and move around a bit. Sorry, I'm riding up another hill. And a little bit of Coca-Cola, Sun came up a bit more. I felt a bit better. Still tired, but got on the road again. I've pretty much been riding ever since. I'm not confident I can make up the time, the distance I lost yesterday. I stopped about 40 kilometres short of my goal, and already had a 320 kilometre day schedule for today. So, excuse me, I don't think I'm going to get 360 kilometres. There's just too many hills on this road, and that's traipsing around on those country roads in the dark this morning, that's not very fast riding either. So I may end up stopping a town early. Still not too bad, and still within range of catch up. I'm very tired. I've had 0, 5, 4, 4 hours sleep in the last 4 nights, and although I think I really relish that 4 hours, I wouldn't mind a bit more if I could get it. If I could get 5 hours tonight, that would be nice. So that's the plan. I know once I get past Gympie, apart from one mountain range between there and Maryborough, I think it is, the going's not too bad. Not very spectacular country, really. It starts to dry out after Gympie, and you feel like you're more in the outback than in a coastal region. But hopefully, if winds are favourable, or if they're non-existent, I'll make reasonable time. That's it for now.